Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you on this January morning. Hey, here's a website I want you to go to, centralstatesfairinc.com, or just Google Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Yep, it's all coming up in Rapid City at the Monument. For the most part in there, they've got everything from Ranch Rodeo, the Cinch Trade Show with 400 booths, Western Art Show and Sale, and it starts on January 30th and goes through February 7th. Again, Google Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo or centralstatesfairinc.com.
And from everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage. North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And let's talk a little bit about agriculture. Leads right into that. Tri-State Livestock News. They've got the secrets. They share them with you. All you have to do is subscribe. TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, so we both encourage you to check them out.
Here's something from S. Omar Barker and a wish for a happy new year, I guess. May your horse never stumble, your spurs never rust, your guts never grumble, and your cinch never bust. That's our toast to you for the new year.
There you go. So have you ever heard of the old superstition, no washing on New Year's Day?
No what?
Washing.
Washing, like washing
yeah.
machines and
yeah.
stuff? No, I have not.
Most people have heard of the New Year's superstition, but I honestly don't know that I ever have. You should not be doing laundry on January 1. Of course, if you did, it's too late now. The myth states that washing your clothes on New Year's Day can lead to washing a loved one away and could even lead to bad fortune. Similarly, some people believe that doing any cleaning, sweeping, or wiping around the house could have a similar effect. In other cultures, it's also believed that whatever a person does on the first day of the year will be reflective of the next 12 months.
Ooh.
So I know. So in this case, it means doing chores such as laundry will essentially bring with it a year of hard work. So if you can remember what you did on January 1st, you have set the pace for the whole year.
Okay. Here's something that I do not know the author on, but I'm going to give you a little update on this. It's called exercise. It's well documented that for every mile that you jog, you add 1 minute to your life. This enabled you at the age of 85 to spend an additional 5 months in a nursing home at $10,000 per month. My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60, and she's now 97, but we really don't know where she is. The only reason I would take up jogging is so that I could hear heavy breathing again. Number 4 on the list was I joined a health club last year, spent about $400, haven't lost a pound, but apparently you have to show up sometimes. And I have to exercise early in the morning before my brain figures out what I'm doing. I guess you got to trick it. I don't exercise at all. If God meant us to touch our toes, he would have put them further up our body. I like long walks, especially when they're taken by people who annoy me. I have flabby thighs, but fortunately my stomach covers them up. Another thing about exercise, the advantage of exercising every day is that you die healthier. And if you're going to try cross-country skiing, start with a small country. Words of advice. And last but not least, I don't jog. It makes the ice jump right out of my glass. All right, folks, just some exercise jokes for you today here on The Good Stuff. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. To do that, start off by going to visitvalentine.com, and you'll be able to find out a whole list of things that you can do here in the area. Don't forget the Bull Bash coming up February 14th, Valentine's Day. For that, you can get specific information at bullbash.net. Here are some real meanings of hotel slogans, okay? See if you could maybe match this up with some. When it says Old World Charm, it means there's no bath. When it says Options Galore, nothing is included in the itinerary. No extra fees really means no extras. Nominal fee means probably going to be an outrageous charge. A standard means maybe substandard. And deluxe means probably standard. Superior, you get a free shower cap with that one. When it says it's cozy, that means it's probably small. When it says includes all amenities, 2 free shower caps come with that one. And when it says plush, well, you get top and bottom sheets. So think about that next time you're booking your hotel out there, all right? Hey, we say thank you for listening to this great radio station and listening to The Good Stuff.